Welcome back to MPT Now the Locker. This is John Moore, and I have Josh Kirby from
the Kirby on Sports podcast.
And we will try to somehow get you a link to that in our podcast in some of the descriptions. So that way you can go check him out as well. But what we're talking about right now is, well, we've shifted gears on some of our topics, and we're talking about mental fitness. And we're going to talk to Josh, who doesn't work out with us in any way, shape, or form, but he is a podcaster that's doing very well. And we want to talk about how COVID has affected his approach to podcasting, which I know has changed a lot because you used to interview in person and now you're doing it all on Zoom.
Well, scratch that. I have trained with you before, back in the very good old Team Beachbody days. Remember that?
Oh, that's true. Okay, that's going back a ways.
That was way back, Johnny.
I forgot about that. But yeah, you're right. I did forget.
Yeah.
This
you,
is
you got the projector and Sean T telling you what to do, you know?
I forgot you were part of that. Okay. So yeah, so I lied. I stand corrected. All right, so let's go back to your thing. So tell us a little bit, like, on the mental side of what it was like when COVID kicked in and you could no longer interview people live.
Well, John, first and foremost, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And it was really unique, in my opinion, because when I first found out COVID hit, my contributor, lead contributor, and co-host Dan Dembski, we actually did our last, like, in-studio podcast. I was like, man, Dan, everything's shutting down, but sports are shutting down due to this pandemic. And at the time I was like, can this pandemic reach Virginia? I mean, can we just stay safe and, like, no cases and we open up in a couple weeks? But I mean, it's been a year since this pandemic's been going on. And for me in my podcast, it was just very confusing for me because I was like, man, I turned to my parents and I was like, what am I going to podcast about? What am I going to do? You know, because there was a good portion of a month or two where there was nothing going on. All that was on television were sports reruns. The DC Sports Championships were on reruns. NBC Sports Washington was doing live called NBA 2K games. NBC Sports Washington did something similar with the Caps. And the one great part about it was the NFL did NFL game rewind for free for the pandemic. So a lot of that stuff was accessible. So I enjoyed doing that. But going back to your original point that it was very challenging at first for me to figure out how I'm going to produce a good product for my listeners, for the podcast. But in a point during the pandemic, it was to a point where I could get a lot more special guests on talking about various sports. For example, Joe Beninati covering the Capitals, Charlie Slow's radio voice of the Nationals, because they weren't working, you know, like with this pandemic and sports shut down, they were not working. And it was like, I had ways to get a hold of these people. And I was like, man, let's make the podcast better like that. So there was a time where all I was doing was interviewing various people about different stuff during the pandemic and looking back on memories like the Caps and the Nationals championship run and other stuff like that. When sports started to kick off again, we would like resume sort of the daily sort of episode. Excuse me, not daily. I meant weekly sort of episodes. And it's sort of just, we had to adapt. And obviously we were using Zoom. And boy, Zoom probably made a ton of money off this pandemic.
I'm sure they did.
So anyways, I was like, we need to start using Zoom. And I figured out Zoom. It took me about a week to figure it out. And my goodness, I had something completely different. I switched to Zoom and I was like, wow, Zoom is the easiest tool known to man. I suggest it for everybody. And, you know, with this pandemic, unfortunately, we're Zooming family members, friends during the holidays. You can't see anybody. So that's one thing. But I mean, it's affected me more positively than negatively. Because at first, when the pandemic first started, I was like, what am I going to do? What, I mean, is my podcast going to turn into dirt? Nothing? And am I going to have to shut this operation down? And I mean, granted, I was working through the whole thing. So, I mean, that I was lucky with that. But still, on the podcast side of things, that sort of caused some stress for me. But then it all worked out and I was able to interview some pretty good guests and get some great content, and we're still rolling 2.5 years strong.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations on 2.5 years.
Not specifically to the day, but still around two and a half years.
You're in the ballpark. So basically what you did then was, which we're going to actually do a podcast later down the road. So keep an eye out for this. The topic is becoming a phoenix. So if you know what a phoenix is, they rise from the ashes. And basically, there's two options here. And this is what this whole idea is about, the mental fitness. There's two options. When the pandemic struck, you had to decide, are we shutting down? Or is there a way to take advantage of this and still keep going? So you basically, you became a phoenix. You figured out what were your options. You didn't let it beat you down. And you had to think a little bit, but you made it work. And you rode it through and you're still here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really want to say I was considering shutting down, more like leaving the podcast idle, not knowing what to talk about. But I agree. I believe that is a very good point, Johnny. And yeah, I mean, well, we made it work. I'm sure a lot of podcasters have this issue. I don't want to speak on it 100%, but I'm sure some other podcasters had other challenges of this nature during the pandemic.
All right, so let me ask you this. What would you tell other podcasters? Because when we first started this podcast, the whole point of it was our journey into the voiceover world. We shifted from there because we kind of gave where we were on that. But we shifted gears into the fitness thing. So this podcast covers a lot more than just one small topic. So if you're out there just telling anybody, podcast or not, if they're figuring out, like, what would you give? What advice would you give someone that is like looking at what they do and watching how the pandemic is affecting it, and they might feel that it's caving in? Like, what advice would you give them?
Well, for something like that, I would really suggest just like going deep into thought and like researching ways in whatever field your podcast might be to make yourself more unique, make yourself stand out. So like during the pandemic, back a year ago, I was trying to find ways to make myself stand out so I could continue to create content. So find ways for you to stand out. And I'm not really sure what else I could give advice-wise, but I mean, just stand out. Think about what you have, what product you're trying to create in terms of your podcast, and just evaluate and roll with it. Just do what your heart says.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you a question on something you told me a little while ago about how you ended up getting to interview all these different people and your connections.
All right.
So I want you to tell us how that happened.
All right.
Welcome back to MPT Now the Locker with Josh Kirby, who is with
the Kirby on Sports podcast.
And I have a final question for Josh before we let him go. Recently, he told me about how he was able to interview someone who then it kind of ballooned into lots of other connections. So tell us about how that happened, like how you found that one person.
Well, you know, these sports reporters and anchors, I reach out to a lot of different people trying to have them on my podcast and in the nicest terms, just be like, hey, could I get a couple minutes of your time? One person who I interviewed, he took the time, which I was very grateful. I'm very thankful for him to take the time to ask me about my podcast and what I want to do. So this certain reporter helped me out in figuring out ways to get other people on. And it's been a really great year so far. So I'm just really thankful for the people high up in the sports world. I'll say that, but who are gracious enough to give me time, because the sports industry, any way you look at it, it's just a very, very competitive field. And it's either make it or break it, it seems like, in the sports world. And I'm just very grateful for what I've had with my podcast so far and how it's going to continue to grow in years to come.
Well, that's cool. I love to hear I don't want to say underdog, because you were certainly not an underdog, but the, like, how do you put it nicely? The little man working his way up, right? I mean, yeah, that's kind of how we all kind of have to be at that point at some point, but how some of the bigger guys will still reach down and help the little guy.
Yeah.
Which I think is
exactly.
Yeah. And I think it's cool, because you don't see that a lot, because it is a dog eat dog world out there.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people are reaching down just to push you backwards.
Absolutely.
So it's nice to hear stories that there are people out there that are actually willing to take the time to help you. So it's kind of interesting with that. So what I'm hearing from that story is, don't be afraid to ask.
Yes. Do not be afraid to ask. So what is the worst somebody's going to say? No. Yeah.
And if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
No.
Right. So you have to go out on a limb and just ask.
But you have to do it in a certain manner where you're respectful. Say, hey, I know you're very busy. I would love to have a couple minutes to chat with you on my podcast for an interview or something like that. And a lot of people have been gracious enough to give me that time. And that's what really makes me feel like a successful podcaster.
Yeah. And that's awesome. So I would say, to take what you were talking about for the advice, whatever your field of podcast is, look at how that field is affecting the people that do that field. And if they're being affected like everybody else, reach out to them, because they might be honored to do your podcast. But if it was somebody that was unattainable, they may not be as unattainable right now. So it's like, absolutely reach out and at least ask.
Absolutely.
You have no idea where that's going to take you.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So I think, that's kind of the thing, is like the whole mental fitness on this is, there's always something you can find that's positive, right? And you have to look at the positive side. So that's our point of this podcast, is the mental side. There's a lot of stuff bashing us down. I mean, the news, the media, it's not a happy place right now.
Yeah.
So we need other things, and podcasts like yours and hopefully like ours will give you some positive stuff.
Yeah.
You
know?
So that way you have something to grasp for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my podcast, it's like, you know, I'm trying to have a fun discussion with people about sports and talking about what's going on in sports. And it's a great time. I absolutely enjoy doing it each and every week. And I'm just glad it's still going the way I want it to go. And I hope it will only continue to grow and grow.
All right, so here's one last thing. Before we go, if there are other people listening to this that are all about sports, you never know who's going to be listening to this, because if we tag this thing right, we're going to get people in sports wanting to hear this. So how can they find you?
We made one website to figure out everything. Not figure out, but you can find everything. Like Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, our merchandise shop, everything. It just launched, so you can go on to www.kirbyonsports.com, and it will get you everywhere you need to go. Our anchor site, Google, Apple Podcast, Spotify, our merchandise shop, and some information. And you can drop us a line as well if you want. So once again, it's www.kirbyonsports.com. That's where you can pretty much find just about anything and everything the Kirby on Sports podcast.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We appreciate having you here, and I'm sure we will have you back on here again soon.
Absolutely, but John. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's cool. So everybody go check out Kirby on Sports podcast. It's awesome stuff. And we will see you back on our... See you. I always get confused where we are. So we also have a YouTube channel. That's why I get confused. It's also called MPT Now the Locker. So you can, if you want to see what these pretty voices look like with the face, feel free to check us out there. So MPT Now the Locker on YouTube. And we will see you soon.